You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're following for you the Stephen Smith murder investigation. This, of course, all originally stemming from the Murtaughs. Not that they were necessarily involved in the death of Stephen Smith, but the investigation into Stephen Smith's murder was reopened due to some pieces of evidence that were found in the investigation of the murders of Maggie and Paul Murtaugh. And there seems to be a steady drip now of information that continues to come out, other people coming forward, sharing the experiences that they had following the murder. And a new one has come to light, this from the boyfriend of Stephen Smith at the time of the murders. Here's that story.
In the dark and quiet South Carolina night of July 2015, 19-year-old Stephen Smith's life came to a tragic and mysterious end on a desolate roadway. His body was discovered close to the Hampton County home of Alex Murtaugh, the son of a prominent lawyer who would later be convicted of murdering his wife and son. The chilling events that unfolded following Smith's death have haunted those who knew him, including his boyfriend, Mark Bickhart, who received a series of terrifying death threats after the funeral. Mark Bickhart was the last person to communicate with Smith on that fateful night. Bickhart recounted to investigators that Smith had called him, saying he had run out of gas and felt like he was being followed. He heard the ominous sound of big mud tires approaching before the call abruptly ended. This would be the last time Bickhart ever spoke to his boyfriend. In the days following Smith's funeral, Bickhart contacted the Hampton Police Department to report a series of disturbing phone calls he had received, originating from the Cayman Islands. These calls threatened that Bickhart would die in the same manner as Smith, leading him to believe that his boyfriend's death had been a deliberate act of homicide. The police incident report does not reveal if the officers followed up on Bickhart's complaint or if the information was passed along to the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, which has since labeled Smith's death a homicide and reopened the investigation. The circumstances surrounding Smith's death were nothing short of bizarre. The county medical examiner initially ruled it a hit and run, despite investigators from the South Carolina Highway Patrol finding no skid marks or car debris at the scene. They were also unable to determine how Smith had suffered such a severe head injury. The investigation into Smith's death took a sudden turn in June 2021 when Maggie Murtaugh and her son Paul were found brutally murdered on their family-owned hunting lodge. Evidence uncovered during the double murder probe prompted investigators to re-examine the case of Stephen Smith's untimely death. In March, Alex Murtaugh was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences for the murders. Stephen Smith, who was openly gay, was found not far from the Murtaugh family's hunting lodge. Witnesses had told investigators that Smith's former classmate and rumored lover, Buster Murtaugh, was allegedly involved in his death. However, Buster, now 26, has vehemently denied any involvement. Eric Bland, the lawyer representing Smith's mother, dismissed Buster as a suspect and hinted that the death might have been a hate crime. "We have no direct knowledge that any Murtaugh was involved in any shape or form in Stephen's murder," Bland told Fox News Digital. As the investigation continues, Stephen Smith's remains have been exhumed for a second autopsy, and two persons of interest have been named in connection with his death. The chilling events that unfolded in the wake of Smith's murder raise questions about the dangers that lurked in the shadows of the small South Carolina community. As authorities work tirelessly to uncover the truth behind this tragic case, those who knew and loved Stephen Smith can only hope for justice and closure.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Always interesting to see who's coming forward now, and there'll be questions, well, why did it take so long? Well, there was a lot of influence there. There was a lot of people in that community that if they didn't want you to talk, they'd find ways of not making you talk. We'll keep you up to date on that as it continues to develop. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.